Good afternoon, or good evening, or good morning if you're watching this on replay. Welcome to you to day three of our Adventure 2022. Are we ready? There's a pretty QR code that will take you to the website where you'll get all the information that you need to engage fully in Adventure 2022. And there's details about a private Facebook group where, if you wish to engage with others as we journey together Adventure 2022 and share some thoughts and ideas and insights. Are you busy? I'm busy. So many things on the go, so many plans and preparations as we look towards Christmas time. And in different ways, I'm sure you are very busy also. I wonder, though, if we do need to try and thin out the to-do list and work out what is really important. A couple of wee thoughts, things that I've sometimes found helpful just in decluttering the to-do list, because, you know, if it's all up here, there's all these open loops in our mind and we're constantly being reminded of all the things that are not being done. And so a good idea is to get it all out of our heads and once a day to take some time just to capture all the things that we are needing to do and to get them out of our heads and onto a bit of paper or into a file on the smartphone or computer or whatever. And then there's what many have called the 2-minute rule. If there's something that's on your mind or on your to-do list and it's going to take less than 2 minutes to do, just do it. And then it's done and it can be ticked off the list and forgotten. So a brain dump. Get everything out of your head and capture it, whether electronically or on a bit of paper. And if there's something that's going to take less than 2 minutes, just do it. Something I need to keep reminding myself as well. Once we've gathered all these things, we need to process them. And once we've got them on a bit of paper or on a smartphone or whatever, we need to apply the 4 D's. 4 D's are delete, delegate, diarise, do. And to help us categorise these things, have a think about whether each item on your to-do list, is it urgent or can it wait? Is it important to you or not really? And then there are 4 possibilities. If it's not important and it's not urgent, do you really need to do it at all? Maybe you can delete it or dump it and just ignore it. If there's something that's urgent but it's not important, then you might be able to delegate it to someone else, maybe. If something is important but not urgent, then don't have it occupying brain space today. I sometimes say that to put something off until tomorrow is procrastination. To put something off until a week on Wednesday, now that's strategic planning. And maybe we need to diarise things so that we can forget them in the short term, but we know that we're going to pick that up. And whether that's a project at work or wrapping the Christmas presents, if we can schedule our time. And maybe it's not such a good idea to keep everything on a to-do list, but rather put it in the diary. The things that are scheduled are the things that get done. So maybe there are things that can be deleted, maybe there are things that can be delegated, maybe there are things that can be diarised, and that leaves the things that are important and they are urgent. And those are the things that we must do. And the final D is do it. And just knuckle down. Just set aside a few moments just to plough through all these emails that need to be replied to or whatever it is. So there's something that I hope you find helpful as we thin out our to-do lists and all these things that are buzzing around in our head. We say, oh, I should do this, and I should do that. Actually, the shoulds don't really matter. It's the musts that are the important ones. Earlier on today, I connected with Don Booth, who is someone that I encountered online as someone who is always bubbly, full of energy and encouraging other folk as well. And I thought it would be good to connect with Don. And so, Don Booth.
Good morning, Don. Lovely to meet up with you. We have never actually met, but connected online via our mutual friend, Michael Heppel, who will be another guest appearance later on in the series. And Michael has a Facebook group, a network around how to be brilliant. And one of the things that Don does in the group is to keep us all positive and upbeat. Don, is it all just words and fancy graphics, or are you really always upbeat?
I'm very pleased that you said fancy graphics, because I definitely don't feel that I'm in that league. But no, it's not words. It's heart and feeling. How to be brilliant. I read the book and it resonated with me that every single person has got quality, has got warmth, has got depth. What we tend to spend our life doing is trying to live up to an expectation or a comparison. And I think I'm blessed each day that I meet people within my line of work, and they're generally going through a part of their lives that they're not quite happy with. And something somebody will say will give me a thought process. And then I just think, I want to share that. And so most days I just share something on social media platforms to try and give somebody hope, belief, and to just build self-esteem, because we've got so much going on in the world that I think people need to know that they're valued and they're special.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yesterday, I think it was, I was saying that, you know, we can let life happen to us, or we can be intentional about our lives and make it the very best possible. There was a lovely quote that you had posted. Well, it must have been on Monday. You had said, it's Monday, make it your best day, and then make tomorrow even better. I love that idea. And I suppose, you know, when we're, if we are going to do any comparison, it's best to compare with ourselves yesterday. And, you know, are we better today rather than comparing ourselves with others?
I think every day has its challenges. And some days you get up and you feel 100% I can cope with today. And then other days you get up and some people, it's a hard job to even get out of bed some days. So each day you can only give 100% of what you've got that day. That's all you can do. Just give 100% of the energy and the passion that you've got for that day. And if you're struggling and you give 100% of where you're at now, then there's hope again for tomorrow, isn't there? Tomorrow you can just give a little bit more. And it's that self-love and self-care, isn't it? If people stop beating themselves up, and the one thing that I read, we have an inner bully. We tend to berate ourselves. And I think if we can get people thinking about the good that they are and how worthy they are and how valued they are, then we're doing a good job.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly within the Christian context, we believe that we are all loved and valued by God, and that we should be loved and valued by one another. Sadly, that's not always a reality. We're thinking about hope this week. What does hope mean for you, Dawn?
With hope, there's always a way, no matter where you are in life, no matter what depths you go to. And if it comes back to faith, that our lives are mapped out and we lead our own lives, we make our own path, but we're guided. And we're guided by nobody greater than the Lord, who fills us with that hope that we are working towards the same purpose. Mm. And I think that's just where I go. With that, it's that there's the hope of eternal joy. You're not doing
I'm all for eternal joy, eternal life, but there's so much to enjoy here and now. So to bring us back to the now, we're into the season of Advent. What do you enjoy and appreciate about Advent, the journey towards Christmas? And what are you looking forward to about Christmas time?
I think Advent to me is it brings the Lord more into light. I think he gets pushed a little bit behind the sofa and things like that. And yeah, we are commercialized. There's no ifs or buts about it. We're commercialized. But I think it brings the Lord out with the joy of what's to come. Why are we here? What is our purpose? And it brings people together more so than majority of the year. I think it's again, let's go back to that word that we're using this week. It's that hope. It's that hope. And what am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to Christmas Day. I'm looking forward to Christmas Day where I get the chance to stop and just be me with my family and to celebrate. To celebrate the birth of Christ, but just to celebrate just being. I think that's what that Advent means for me. It's that I hope, bringing it to people and being. And it's not about the food.
Yeah, yep. Being so much more important than all the doing and the busyness that can take over the season. Dawn, tell us, what are you doing when you're not posting things online?
I'm a Slimming World consultant, and I've been doing that for nearly 25 years. And every time I say that, I do say I started when I was 5 because I refused to get over the age of 30. Okay. So, people see it as a weight loss organisation. Me, I see it as a people business where I get to help people to feel good about themselves and feel worthy. So I've got quite a job on my hands during this season.
Well, yes, yep. So any hints and tips for anyone wanting to maybe shed a few pounds before Christmas so that they can enjoy the turkey and the stuffing and the mince pies?
You can absolutely. I've got to say, I think the biggest thing is that to enjoy things in moderation. Never go without. But I think we've become a little bit of a binge society and an association. We associate Christmas with selection boxes of chocolates and things like that. It's that a little bit it's not going to do any damage. And yourself, you've done very well with your weight, so congratulations on that. But it's thinking about the health benefits, weight loss of that, eating foods that are good for you, which is going back to the basic standard foods. Fruit, veg, and lean cuts of meat and things like that. But yeah, there won't be a mince pie in there for me this year. The only thing that I do treat myself to is Dauphinoise potatoes.
Sorry, say that again.
Dauphinoise potatoes, because they're
very tasty. Dawn, is there a favourite Christmas carol, Christmas song? What music do you associate with Christmas?
I think the one that I always look forward to hearing is Mary's Boy Child. It just gives me the warmth of what Christmas is all about. It really, really does. It's just calm. It's It just warms me. That's the only way I can describe it. It just warms me when I hear Mary's Boy Child.
Dawn, thank you very much for sharing these thoughts with me and being part of our adventure 2022.
Thank you ever so much.
Thank you very much, Dawn, for sharing these thoughts there. And you mentioned Mary's Boy Child, and down in the description below, you'll find a link to a YouTube video where you can watch and listen to Boney M singing Mary's Boy Child. It's been a busy weekend in lots of different ways. A weekend that began with Black Friday and ended with Cyber Monday. If you were looking for some bargains, I hope you found them. I hope you didn't spend too much on things that you don't need. Today, the Tuesday after it all, is sometimes called Giving Tuesday. And there may be opportunities to support some local or national or international charities. But, you know, maybe the most important giving is not so much of our treasure, but our time and our talent. I hope there'll be opportunities for you to give something of yourself this Advent time. Same place, same time tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Tomorrow, St. Andrew's Day, and big day for Scotland. And Scotland has many links with Malawi. And I'll be joined by my guest, Logan Kumwenda, a friend that I met many years ago when he was over visiting in Scotland, and then the following year back in 2010, I was over in Malawi for a few weeks. We'll be catching up with Logan, who is a teacher there. So until tomorrow, 4 o'clock, for another edition of Adventure 2022. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventure 2022. Please like, share, tell your friends, subscribe to the AKSM Parishes YouTube channel. Make sure you don't miss an episode. The adventure continues every day until Christmas Eve. May hope, peace, joy, love, and all God's good gifts be yours today, tomorrow, this Advent season, and always. Be blessed. Be a blessing.